In this video, we are going to talk about when leaders need renewal or reassignment. Every church has leadership seasons. Some leaders are growing, fruitful, teachable, and ready for more responsibility. Some leaders are tired and need rest. Some leaders have served faithfully for many years but may need renewal. Some leaders are in the wrong role. Some leaders have become stuck. And sometimes a church has experienced poor leadership, conflict, scandal, discouragement, or spiritual drift. When that happens, the church may need more than new programs. It may need a fresh leadership culture. This is a sensitive topic. We should not dishonor faithful elders, deacons, pastors, volunteers, or longtime servants. Many churches exist today because older leaders carried responsibility through difficult seasons. But honoring past faithfulness does not mean avoiding present formation. A leader may need to be renewed. A leader may need fresh training. A leader may need mentoring. A leader may need a new assignment that fits their current gifts and season of life. A leader may need to step back from authority and move into prayer, encouragement, hospitality, visitation, or mentoring. This is not failure. This can be wisdom. A church leadership pipeline helps because it gives current leaders and emerging leaders a shared pathway of growth. Instead of saying, "You are the problem," a pastor can say, "We are all entering a season of training and renewal." Instead of pushing stuck leaders aside, a pastor can invite them into fresh learning. Instead of waiting for conflict, a church can build rhythms of formation, review, encouragement, and reassignment. Christian Leaders Institute can help here. A pastor may invite elders, deacons, and ministry leaders to take selected courses together. The training can create new conversations about scripture, leadership, mission, service, and multiplication. Some leaders will respond with humility and energy. They may discover fresh fire. Others may realize they are tired and need to bless the next generation. Others may resist. That resistance must be handled patiently, prayerfully, and honestly. The goal is not to control people. The goal is to steward the church's mission faithfully. A leadership pipeline also prevents one of the most common church problems, having no one ready when a leader steps down. When a church identifies emerging leaders early, trains them consistently, gives them supervised ministry opportunities, and provides local endorsement when appropriate, transitions become healthier. Pastor, ask these questions. Who needs encouragement? Who needs training? Who needs rest? Who needs reassignment? Who needs to be invited into a new calling? Who needs to be released from a role with honor? Who needs to be prepared for future leadership? Healthy churches do not merely fill positions. They form people. They help current leaders grow. They help tired leaders rest. They help stuck leaders become teachable again when possible. They help emerging leaders rise without arrogance. They help the whole body participate in ministry. A church that builds a leadership pipeline is not simply preparing for the next committee opening. It is preparing for gospel multiplication. Through CLI training, CLA ordination pathways, local endorsement, mentoring, and prayerful commissioning, pastors can build a culture where leaders are discovered, formed, renewed, reassigned when needed, and sent into fruitful service. That kind of church becomes stronger over time, and that kind of church is ready to multiply ministry for the spread of Christianity.